FNC's Carlson, Tony Fauci has morphed into an even shorter version of Benito Mussolini. By Jeff Poor on November 30, 2021. FNC host Tucker Carlson criticized the Biden administration during his show on Monday for its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Included among those in the Biden administration was National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci, who had made several television appearances a day earlier, had taken issue with Senator Ted Cruz's RTX criticism of Fauci's policy guidance. Carlson suggested Fauci's rhetoric had gone beyond that of what one should expect from a health advisor. Transcript as follows. Carlson, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. It seems like a good time to reassess the holiday season, so let's think about COVID where we are. The first confirmed case of the coronavirus in the U.S. appeared in a blood test on January 18, 2020. It was in the state of Washington, that was almost 2 years ago. How have we done since? Well, look at the numbers. Compared to 2019, Americans now are poorer, more isolated, more physically unhealthy, more fearful, and sadder than they have been in generations, maybe ever. Depression has skyrocketed. Church attendance has dropped in half. Cancer deaths are up dramatically, so is obesity, hypertension, diabetes, strokes among young people, suicide, drug odds. You name it, it's up. These in addition to countless other serious social pathologies. People are not having children, for example. Maybe most depressingly, a new study from researchers at Brown finds that children, kids born during the pandemic have, quote, significantly reduced verbal, motor and overall cognitive performance. An entire generation slower. So that's a legitimate public health crisis. All of these are legitimate public health crises. But you never hear about them because the attention of our leaders is focused on COVID and particularly on the COVID vaccines. More vaccines, Joe Biden has told us repeatedly, are the answer. Really, the only answer. By and large, Americans have followed Biden's lead. They believe the president. As of tonight, about 82% of the entire adult population of the United States has received a COVID shot. In total, more than 232 million Americans have been vaccinated. That's the largest inoculation campaign in our history. You hear a lot of people who've resisted the shot, but most people haven't. In fact, more Americans have received the COVID vaccine than have a job, or own a car, or speak English as their first language. Effectively, pretty much everybody has had the shot. The country did what Joe Biden asked. We achieve universal vaccination. So what are the results of this? Let's see. More Americans have died from COVID in 2021 than died in 2020 before there was a shot. There were 362,000 deaths from COVID last year. So far this year, there have been 414,000 deaths. Overall, the United States has the highest number of COVID deaths of any country on the planet by far. So, we gave up everything to fight COVID. We gave up our economy, our culture, our health. We literally stopped educating our own children. We did all of this in order to lower COVID deaths. And yet COVID deaths went up anyway, and they went up dramatically. So the obvious question is, how is this working on the basis of the most simple numbers? It's not. In fact, it looks like the greatest public policy failure of all time. How does Joe Biden explain that? What does Tony Fauci say about it? Or Rochelle Walensky? Well, nothing. Not a word. No one in charge has even acknowledged the magnitude of the failure. They haven't had to acknowledge it because they've created a scapegoat to take the blame for it. The scapegoat is called the unvaccinated, a phrase that everyone understands is essentially political. It means working-class whites who probably voted for Trump. This is all their fault. Everything bad, they did. Over the weekend, various White House officials blamed this group not simply for COVID, but for virtually everything that has gone wrong since Joe Biden has become president, and there's a lot. The collapse of the U.S. dollar, supply chain implosions, empty shelves in stores, labor shortages, even rising gas prices. Watch the White House press secretary suggest that the unvaccinated are somehow responsible for inflation. Begin audio clip. Jen Psaki, White House press secretary. I would note though that the way most Americans understand and feel and experience inflation is by cost increases, right? and they experience that as it relates, and we see what the largest impacts on cost increases are across the country. Whether it's gas prices or in some cases food prices or a variety of issues. We know what the root causes of those are, right? Global supply chain issues. The best thing we can do as a government is to get the pandemic under control. End video clip. Carlson, we can't get the pandemic under control until you get the shot. Despite the fact that more than 80% of the entire adult population has already gotten the shot. So we printed too much money because you haven't been vaccinated. That's why the dollar is not worth as much. You wonder how long it will be before they blame the unvaccinated for climate change. Can't be long now. So Joe Biden's campaign to lower COVID deaths has been unequivocally a failure. The numbers show that very clearly. But his campaign to demonize a group of powerless Americans to transform them into kulaks, objects of state-sponsored hate in their own country, that has worked amazingly well. These people are now so despised, it is considered acceptable for politicians to try and kill them. In Buffalo, a state assemblyman called Pat Burke is pushing insurance companies to deny coverage to people who refuse the injection. Disobey Joe Biden? Have fun dying of some preventable disease, you kulak. You deserve it. This is not just an American phenomenon, by the way, and that tells you the most. Governments around the world have decided to transfer their failures onto the tiny percentage of their populations who for whatever reason don't want the injection. In Germany, they won't even help you die if you don't get the shot. Euthanasia clinics are turning away the unvaccinated. You've got to get the COVID vaccine before you commit suicide for moral reasons. Someday when the fog lifts and art returns, somebody is going to write a hilarious novel about this moment, and of course, one of the stars of it will be a nearly 81-year-old bureaucrat who really shouldn't be driving a car at this point, but who somehow took control of the most powerful country on earth and then promptly went insane. If you haven't checked in on Tony Fauci lately, you may be a little surprised to discover what he has become. If you tuned in a couple of years ago, you may recall Fauci is a conventional public health official. He wore button-down shirts. He gave careful, precise answers that suggested deep medical knowledge. No more. After 2 years of non-stop media adulation, Tony Fauci has morphed into an even shorter version of Benito Mussolini. Watch Fauci on television the other day refer to himself without even flinching in the third person. Begin video clip. Margaret Brennan, CBS News host, well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this. I mean. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, that's okay. I'm just going to do my job and I'm going to be saving lives and they're going to be lying. There is a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody is going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people can recognize there's a person there, so it's easy to criticize. But they are really criticizing science because I represent science. End video clip. Carlson, when they criticize me, they're criticizing science. I'm science, declares Tony Fauci. Science is me. So clearly, something deep inside Tony Fauci has changed. The man now believes he is a deity accountable to no one. Watch Fauci blithely swat aside criticism from a sitting U.S. senator. A man who, unlike him, has been democratically elected by millions of people by invoking January 6th. Watch this. Brennan, Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted. Fauci, yes. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator? End video clip. Carlson, wait a second, this is the man in charge of our COVID response. What does January 6th have to do with COVID, you ask? Well, simple. Anyone who questions Tony Fauci is by definition a dangerous insurrectionist. And Fauci is not the only one who believes that. A few weeks ago, departing NIH head Francis Collins suggested that any American who doubts government COVID policy is a criminal. Collins announced that he would like to, quote, identify those who are purposefully spreading false information online about COVID and bring them to justice. Public health officials didn't used to talk like this. They once concerned themselves with public health. This is how they talk now, and it all might be easier to take if they were doing their core jobs effectively. For example, COVID deaths under Joe Biden had dropped. But again, and you can't say it loudly or often enough, deaths have not dropped. COVID deaths have risen. So you've got to wonder how long the population is going to put up with this. Unelected lunatics haranguing the rest of us as they fail at their core job. Well, the White House must be wondering very much the same thing, because all of a sudden, we have a brand new COVID variant to be terrified of. This new variant was discovered by the chair of the South African Medical Association, a woman called Angelique Coetzee. Here is how she describes the threat. Begin video clip. Dr. Angelique Coetzee, private practitioner and chair of South African Medical Association. Looking at the mildness of the symptoms that we are seeing currently, there is no reason for panicking, as we don't see severely ill patients. End video clip. Carlson, there is no reason to panic, it's very mild, she tells us, very mild. We don't see very ill patients. Now, normally that would be good news for everyone. But in this country, it is cause for even deeper and more profound alarm. In the state of New York, the unelected governor has just banned all elective surgeries at hospitals because of this new variant. Now keep in mind, there are precisely zero confirmed cases of this variant in the state of New York, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be afraid. Oh, you should definitely be afraid. Thanks to this mild yet terrifying new variant, Joe Biden told us today you must get your third vaccine. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States, you have to get your vaccine, you have to get the shot. You have to get the booster if you're, sooner or later, we're going to see cases of this new variant here in the United States. We'll have to face this new threat, just as we face those that have come before it. End video clip. Carlson, message? Don't listen to the doctors. It is mild, it's not a problem, but that doesn't mean you can even think about relaxing. There is plenty of fear ahead, and you're going to need to listen very, very carefully to Anthony Fauci. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.